Filthy Phil, do we talk about your first ever podium in a terrific rod, or do we talk about the pressures of the podium getting to you, cracking in the second moto and crashing? No, but seriously, it was a good day. Anytime you can do that in a 450 class, that's a nice day. Stop it.
Seriously, it's hard because just like any athlete.
Oh, I know this kind of. Yeah, I know. Yep.
I wish it would have happened in the second moto, just because at least I could have that high throughout the week. Now it kind of feels like it didn't happen because my second moto, I cartwheeled, then I crashed again. But it's not like I was in a bad position second moto. I was right up there in fifth again, going to follow Barcia around again for a little while, and I was feeling good. So, and then I cartwheeled, and I couldn't breathe for a while. But
And then how about you getting up, like, way back and getting 21st?
Yeah, well, I went down again, or else I would have scored some points. Yeah, I went down again, and then, I basically rode 35 minutes for nothing.
Yeah, for 21.
See it, Jerma. So that sucked. And actually, the whole time I was just thinking, man, I'm not even going to get in a top 10 with a podium, and that would be the first time ever. So,
what did you get at overall?
Ninth, which, it just sucks. I was bummed. I wish at least I could have went 3-6 or 3-7 or, geez, even 3-9 for God's sake. But it is what it is. But definitely some highs and some lows, but I think the highs today outweigh the lows. So for the first time in my life.
First moto, you were catching Justin there late in the moto. It had been feeling pretty good. You're feeling pretty frisky.
It's hard for him because he didn't have anybody in front of him to pace, and I had him, so I could see where he was gaining me and where I was even gaining him, so I could pick up his lines and use my lines to catch him. And I found out some ways to hop some bumps and make up some time, but he's solid. He's a fit dude, and he knows how to handle that type of situation. And he just kind of pulled me in, which was good. And I've been riding with him at club, and he's an awesome training partner. So we're going to continue that for a few more weeks, and hopefully we can continue that here on Saturday. But like I said, our bikes were fast off the start, though. Holy crap! I don't think there's anybody else around us, was there? No.
Second moto, Tomac.
First moto.
First moto. Yeah. Second moto. God, that sucked. But
good. Barcia third overall. You third in the moto. Pike had a solid day. Good day for the JGR guys.
Yeah, I think we were 3-5-9. Right. So, which might have been a 3-5-6 or...
If you hadn't blown it, yep.
Yeah, I haven't blown it, which, leave it to me. Right. Even J Bone said that. He goes, I had three podium hats, but I didn't need it that time, so I was just like, dang it. we'll get back to work, and, I got to give it up to the team. They stood out here this week. Even Johnny Oler did some suspension testing, and, it's hard for them to stay out here and do that. Yeah. It's not easy for any team, so, go home and relax a little bit and get ready for Colorado.
What about Troll?
Awesome. I was stoked. I seen him out there, pulled the whole shot, led for a little bit, and then I got dressed, and I come out, and he's still in second, and then he had a pretty big gap, and I'm just like, holy shit, he's going to do it. And then he did it.
Which he's on fire this year.
He's riding good.
I was telling Johnny O that, he should collect Billum because, Jeremy's paying him, and he's just tagging along, and Osho sort of agreed.
Osho's getting the short end of the stick there. He's just Jeremy's getting a two-for-one deal, and Osho's getting slammed, so Osho's a good dude. I've got to know him quite a bit now, so he's just a stern guy, puts in his time, and, there's a lot of talk about, what they do and how much time they put in. It is a lot of time, but... those kids have, a big workload they can take, and it was good. But hopefully I kind of redeem myself this week compared to last week, so maybe the two pricks won't bag me this week. But
We were pretty hard on you, when you weren't around earlier, in the Rock River truck.
About what? Not my bad mood. That yesterday doesn't count.
No, the bad mood was earlier in the day, but then it was the crash in the second moto.
Bring up bad memories. What a bunch of pricks. But, it was good, so we'll see what happens.
All right, well, great job. Happy to see you get that podium. That's really cool, even though Dungy did kind of, have a problem in the last lap. We'll still count it, and I'm a dick.
Gifts happen. Gifts happen all the time. So, whatever. Yeah. It's racing. So, I'll take it. I've gotten the shaft so many times. So I don't
even
care.
How many times
anymore.
Have you got a top 10 and your bike broke 5 minutes left?
Exactly. Right. Or running fifth and I run out of gas or something. Yeah. Like, golly. So, at least, good Lord was looking out for me that time. And even the second time when I augured myself. So, it was good. Next weekend.
Thanks, bro.
Thanks.